This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Producer Swiss Beatz reached out to Kanye West to participate in a memorial service for DMX. The ceremony for the star rapper, who passed away on April 2nd from a heart attack caused by a drug overdose, was held at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. DMX was 50 and is survived by his mother and, wait for it, 15 kids. Hope he left a will. Downton Abbey caught the attention of millions of viewers, airing on ITV in the UK, and was brought to PBS audiences in the US. Starring Hugh Bonneville, Dame Maggie Smith, and more iconic English actors, the show was met with critical acclaim and earned numerous awards. There was also a hit film, and now a second film has been announced.
Jolly good!
Amazon's Lord of the Rings video game is dead. The game was originally described as a World of Warcraft-style open-world game where players would be able to explore J.R.R. Tolkien's Middle-earth. Amazon Studios is still moving forward with its ambitious Lord of the Rings TV series, which is currently in production in New Zealand. But the game? It was an expensive turd. Britney Spears made a rare public appearance in Malibu while out shopping. The singer was spotted taking a break from her conservatorship woes at Madison Clothing Store in the Malibu Country Mart. She was trying to keep a low profile as she wore Ray-Ban sunglasses with her mask to cover her face from the paparazzi. Hopefully some of the paparazzi had their cars towed. Locusts. Michael Keaton's talent agency, ICM Partners, has confirmed the actor will return as Batman in The Flash. The superhero film kicked off production in London, as revealed in an Instagram post from director Andres Muschietti. Keaton, who had been making cryptic comments on social media for months, will return to the role after nearly 30 years. It's Batficial! John Cameron Mitchell has been cast as former Oklahoma Zoo owner Joe Exotic from Netflix's hit documentary Tiger King. Mitchell, 57, said, quote, "Joe and I are the same age, and like him, I grew up queer in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas," unquote. Kate McKinnon has been cast as Exotic's rival and big cat lover, Carol Baskin. That's disturbing. Colton Underwood, a former lead on The Bachelor, came out as gay. Yep. But it's Underwood's alleged past treatment of Cassie Randolph, his choice for a wife on The Bachelor, that has created controversy, with Randolph being granted a restraining order against him. Wait a minute, he had to date 25 women on a national TV show to realize that he's gay? Really? Vin Diesel will star in and develop a live-action Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie for Universal and Mattel based on the classic tabletop game featuring battling robots. Mattel Films will produce the project alongside Diesel and Samantha Vincent of the Fast and Furious franchise from One Race Films. You knocked my block off! Kelly Osbourne shared in a candid Instagram video that she has relapsed after being sober for nearly 4 years. Osbourne said, quote, "This is a little hard for me to talk about, but I've always promised to be honest about where I'm at and what's going on in my road to recovery. I will be doing a podcast this week," unquote. Who's the sponsor? Jack Daniels? Sorry.
Idiot of the Week.
Former American Idol contestant Cecil Ray Baker was arrested on Saturday after breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home in Texas. Baker, who was eliminated from the show last week, has been charged with burglary of habitation with intent to commit assault. She accused Baker of pushing her to the floor and striking her before he left. Idiot! Zac Efron has split from Australian girlfriend Vanessa Valladares after a 10-month romance. Efron, 33, met the waitress, 25, while she was working at a general store in New South Wales. The aspiring model quit her job to spend more time with Zac and was continuously photographed by the actor's side while he worked. Now she needs a job.
Check, please.
Billie Eilish was pictured getting cozy with actor Matthew Tyler Vorce. Pictures were quickly picked up by fan sites dedicated to Billie. Photos showed the couple walking with her pit bull while getting coffee. Matthew's Instagram bio describes him as actor, writer, degenerate. Maybe he should add bad guy? Sorry. Bad Bunny's El Último Tour del Mundo is the fastest-selling tour since 2018. According to Ticketmaster, Bad Bunny's pre-sale date on April 15th is the highest-selling post-pandemic event to date. The tour is expected to gross anywhere from 63 to 84 million. Bring on those vaccine passports. Salud! Meanwhile, Rolling Loud will be returning to Miami. The hip-hop festival usually occurs in May, but will move to July 23rd to 25th at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens. Returning headliners Post Malone and A$AP Rocky will perform, along with Lil Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, 21 Savage, DaBaby, Young Thug, and Lil Uzi Vert. The Trash Bin. Blac Chyna's trial against the Kardashians will start sooner than anticipated. The defamation and economic interference trial over the cancellation of her reality series Rob and Chyna was originally scheduled to begin November 29th, but will now start October 18th. Expected to take the stand during the trial are the Kardashians and numerous sweaty TV execs.
The news wrap-up.
The U.S. State Department says it will boost its Do Not Travel guidance to about 80% of countries worldwide, citing unprecedented risk to travelers from the pandemic. Netflix said it only expects to add another 1 million subscribers in the current quarter, which sent its stock down 11%. Apple will be releasing a new iMac, iPad Pro, and an AirTag lost device tracking gadget. Start saving now.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Mortal Kombat is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
It's Slime Language 2 by Young Stoner Life, Young Thug, and Gunna.
The number one app.
Player Unknown's Battlegrounds is the top paid app.
The number one book.
On the House by John Boehner is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Known for her hit songs Say So and Juicy, Doja Cat has managed to solidify her name in the music scene, recently winning the prestigious Grammy Award for Best New Artist. Having been making music since she was a teenager, Doja has proved how fearless and talented she is. Though her music career was briefly interrupted by backlash over insensitive racial comments she made in her younger years, she's managed to live that down and has apologized. On a personal note, Doja Cat claims she has never met her father, and yet we found out he's been trying to reach her for years. Yeah, good luck with that. When we find out what the backstory on this is, we'll let you know. Here's Doja Cat featuring SZA with the Song of the Week, Kiss Me More. That was Doja Cat featuring SZA with the Song of the Week,
Kiss Me More.
Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.